Short clips or not, be careful with copyrighted content. Hey, I'm Ravi Jagopal, and you're listening to CutToTheChase.fm, a show that brings you business, tech, mind, and marketing hacks for entrepreneurs and digital creators. Someone recently asked on Facebook, what's the law around having short clips from songs on a podcast, like a music podcast where we are discussing the songs? So this is basically what I said. I'm not a lawyer, and this is not legal advice. There is no black and white answer to this. Even with all of my thoughts that I'm about to share with you, there's still going to be a lot of, quote, it depends, unquote, which only goes to show you how tricky this subject is. Number one, whether you use a short or long clip, if it's not your content, in general, you're not supposed to use it without the creator's permission, unless you think it's fair use, like commentary and review. But still, just because you think it's fair use doesn't mean it would hold up in a court of law. It might really be fair use, and you might still get dragged into a court to prove it. I actually talked about this in episode number 52 of this podcast, CutToTheChase.fm. Number two, quote, fair use, unquote, is mostly a defense, which means you could argue that in court, but that means you're probably already in court, and that means big attorney fees already. 3. Most of the time, using clips for discussion and review is fine with pretty much most other forms of content, like clips from news, other shows, podcasts, YouTube videos, even movie clips. 4. But the music industry is among the worst when it comes to going after copyright, quote, infringers, unquote. Yeah, when even Hollywood seems more lenient, that should say a lot. 5. They may or may not find it worth their time, money, and effort to go after you. So you may get away with it for a while, maybe even forever, but still, it is a risk, and it is your call. 6. If your show starts getting bigger and starts drawing attention, then that probably means they're thinking, okay, so this person is probably making money now, and that's when they may come after you. 7. Or they may not. 8. If they don't, then that doesn't mean you're all set for life. That may change at any time. 9. And that means you have to constantly be looking over your shoulder, possibly forever. 10. Even if your show ends and goes away, they could still come after you even after years and don't really know what the statute of limitations is on this. So be sure to check with a legal professional. 11. Some podcast hosting platforms will not even host your show if you have copyrighted music that they deem, quote-unquote, unsafe. 12. You may even have trouble getting into the bigger directories like Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you have any length of unsafe copyrighted music in it. Again, the word unsafe is in quotes. 13. You constantly run the risk of your show getting shut down from your hosting account or getting removed from a big directory because someone somewhere filed a takedown request, or even if someone thinks that what you're doing could bring them legal troubles. That's it for today. That was part one. In the next episode, I will have the concluding part, so be sure to come back for that. To learn more about creating an online business and how to create, sell, and deliver digital content like audio, video, PDF, and text, check out my full-length podcast at subscribeme.fm. And to listen to older episodes of this show, visit CutToTheChase.fm.